Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Oh, I couldn't hear you there. We just had a quiet moment. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chief. Oh, my. Let's give the Lord praise, clap, amen, for our Chief Ambassador this morning and for, amen, our First Lady. Amen. Hallelujah. We do appreciate, amen, these hallelujah wonderful people, our leaders here at First Fruit. And as we start off, let's get some prayer, amen, for our leaders on today, for our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and then let's get some prayer for our First Lady, amen, Dr. Betty George Johnson. The line is open.
Amen. For Ambassador Deborah Johnson in Texas again, I will be glad to pray for Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson on this morning. Oh, God, as we lift up our leader on this line today, collectively we come to you, God, humble as we know how, asking that you would touch Chief Ambassador Johnson in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless him, God. You know what he's standing in the need of. Lord, we lift him up as we intercede on his behalf. Whatever the situation is, whatever he's standing in need of, whatever his desire is, you're able to meet the desire. Oh, God, bless him. Provide for him and make ways for him. Lord, we ask you specially that you would make the enemy behave by Satan that comes to torment him. We curse the enemy on every hand. We ask you, God, to bless him in a special way. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Bless God. Bless his wife. Bless his family. Bless his church. Bless God. Bless him to come forth as pure gold. That you have in store for him, Lord, let it be. And if you can bind the enemy, God, we ask that you would bind this enemy that come to torment him. Oh, God, for different things come up. He's tormenting the saints of God all over the land. But we plead the blood of Jesus right now. Lord, let your blood cover him in the name of Jesus. Plead your blood. We plead your blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood that delivers. The blood that set free. The blood that heals in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It's already been shed on Calvary's cross. We ask that you would bless, touch, heal, and deliver in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank you so very much, my. And the line, we're going to leave it open a little longer in case somebody else wants to jump in there and pray for them. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty Deborah, Dr. Deborah Johnson. Thank you, thank you. The line is open as we continue those prayers, as we saturate the prayers on behalf of our leaders. God bless.
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy for Southeast Asia and England. We're going to be lifting up our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson and family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming before you as humble as you know how, God, lifting up and giving you glory, praise, and honor that you are so due, God. We're asking you in the name of Jesus to come in and deliver, heal, restore, provide, open doors, make ways, God, and bind the enemy on every hand, God. We ask you to bless the First Family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you're able to do everything but fail, God. And you said, well, there's one and two to come together in agreement, oh God, that it shall be done, Father God. And we are believing and standing on your word in the name of Jesus. And God, we're binding the enemy on every hand. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. That's your word, God. And we believe your word. We stand on it, oh God. We give you glory and the honor, oh God. We ask you to continue to be with them, lead them, and guide them, and bless in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, oh God, for strengthening you, oh God. Comfort, encourage in the name of Jesus. We pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you. The line is still open. Let's just saturate prayer this morning to cover our leaders. Thank you.
Dr. Lucio Angelo, Kansas City, Kansas.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord. Father God, I'm asking you to touch Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, and all the saints on this line, Lord. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Lord, give them the things that they need, Lord, to survive and do what they need to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. The line is still open. As soon as you finish, if you just pass it to the next person, we appreciate it. Just say, I've passed the mic. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Collins from Kansas City, Kansas, prayer ambassador to Israel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord, seeking your face, oh God. Hallelujah. While you are nigh, asking that you would touch our leaders on this morning. Hallelujah. Our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, First Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, Lord. Restore their health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that you are able. All power is in your hands. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord. We ask that you will restore his health, oh God. Strengthen him right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing right now, what you're going to do in the future for our leaders, oh God. Touch, Lord. Heal, deliver, and set free. We bind the devil right now that comes to hinder. We ask for restoration. In the name of Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you are doing right now. You are restoring his health, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you for it. And we count it done. We thank you in advance for what you are doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. The line is still open. We want to get some more prayers, a few more prayers in there for our leaders this morning. Thank you. Well, Father, we just thank you right now for the prayers that have already gone up on the behalf of our leaders this morning, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson and our First Lady, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Father, we thank you for them. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you are taking care of things right now. You know about every situation. You know their heart's desire. You know their down sitting, their uprising. You know everything that concerns them. And this morning, Father, I join in prayer and faith with all of the prayer warriors who have already stepped up to the bat and allow their voice to be heard. Hallelujah, as they offer prayer on behalf of our leaders this morning, Chief Ambassador and Dr. Bernard, the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and our First International First Lady, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Father, meet every need and come through. We join our faith together with all the others, and we thank you. We thank you for victory. We thank you for mighty great triumphs. And most of all today, Lord, as you would just console them and encourage them as never before. And we thank you, Father. You have allowed them to do so much for so many people all over the world, not only for their members, but for people who are not even members. These are people, great philanthropers. These are people who reach out into the community, hallelujah, and wherever there's a soul, not only locally, but even internationally, hallelujah. And they are about, yes, building people, hallelujah, and winning souls for your kingdom. Lord, now, no great thing they have ever done in your name, done for you, nothing they have ever done for you will go unrewarded by you. And we give you praise and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And to God be praise. To God be praise.
Oh, my. Did I hear somebody else who's trying to jump in and get a prayer for our leaders? Yes, you may go ahead. Thank you. I thought I was hearing. But God be praised. To God be praised. Well, right now, what we want to do. Hello? Did I hear someone? Okay, what we want to do right now, we want to get some scriptures. Okay. I'm going to get a few scriptures. I don't like I hear something in the background, but it's so vague. I'm not hearing it good enough. Maybe you just might maybe turn it a little loud or something like that. Okay? Oh, bless his name. Let's get a few scriptures this morning, and then we want to get some praise reports because I know with this great work, so many people have been blessed all over the world. And oh, my goodness, and we certainly want to bless the name of the Lord on this morning. Okay? Can we get a few scriptures this morning? God bless. The line's open.
Betty Johnson in Kansas City. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. That's the 16th division of Psalms and the first verse.
Well, thank you so much, First Lady. Appreciate you.
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. Psalm 62, 1 and 2. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my deacon. I shall not be greatly moved.
Appreciate you.
Prime Ambassador Deborah Johnson, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1.
Thank you, Dr. Deborah Johnson. We appreciate you.
Dr. Lucio Angelo, Psalms 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Angelo. We appreciate you. Oh, well, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Let's just give the Lord another clap offering. We appreciate each of you who have shared in scripture with us this morning. Oh, bless his wonderful name. And I just have a scripture, too, that I'd just like to share for a few moments. And that's coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, I believe it is. But I am not in the place where I have my Bible. So if I could get somebody to read it, I'd just like to share for 2 or 3 minutes. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10.
Isaiah 41 and 10.
Yes. Thank you.
Sir Jeanette Murphy. And that says to us, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. Now, I need everybody to do me a favor. Look up the word dismayed, because that word keeps jumping out at me for some reason. Amen? If you just look it up, the word dismayed. I keep hearing it over and over and over again this morning. Yes. And I keep hearing, be not dismayed.
Concentration, that is a noun. It says concentration and distress, typically that caused by something unexpected, dismay.
Wow. Thank you. And if you can look up a few words that are synonymous to that, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dismayingly is a adverb, and it's kind of synonymous to that. This expressing negation, the first part of that, dismay, D-I-S, expressing negation.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Is that Webster? Is that Webster or Myers?
That is Wikipedia. And it says, cause someone to feel consternation and distress.
Hmm.
That's another
Okay. And if you look up the word consternation, what are we getting?
Consternation?
Mm-hmm.
Consternation, and that is feeling, a feeling, and it's a noun, feelings of anxiety or dismay, typically at, you know, something unexpected.
Ah, okay. So something's going on that you did not expect. Maybe you prayed for Uncle George to live. Maybe the prophet told you that Uncle George was going to live. Maybe the celebrities and the big-time prophets and prayer warriors from Africa told you that Uncle George was going to get up. This sickness was not unto death. And now you get a call that Uncle George has decided to get up and go to his eternal home. And now this is not what you expected. Feel in some kind of way. That is what you say, right? Something happens that you didn't expect, right?
That's correct.
So now you're feeling some kind of way. Maybe you're upset. Maybe you're disappointed. Maybe you're all into your feelings. Or maybe like one man said, he asked God, God, what in the world is going on? This is not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen this way. Now, some people really bold when it comes to talking to God. But what I love about this scripture is it points, it comes to me now, and it says, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I am your God. You're talking to God with the capital G. You're not talking to your boyfriend, your boo, your best friend, your, what you call it, your hoodie or whatever, the ones you run with. No. But you're talking to God, G-O-D. And he said, be not dismayed, because what? I am your God. Why are you all into your feelings? We cannot control God, but he controls us. Get about another minute and a half, okay? We do not control God. He controls us. We did not create the universe or the souls of man. God is the creator. So who are we to tell him what to do? If he decides that Uncle George must leave at 10 a.m. this morning, and even though we have all the prayer requests in, and should he decide to say, well, you know what, I'm going to do it my way today. I have given George 4 opportunities to get it right, or I have graced him 20-plus years. And but who is to say that God owes us anything? But we do. We put the request there. We have faith, and we lead it. We don't come back and badger him and say, Lord, if you don't do it like I tell you to do it, I'm not going to serve you no more. Scream at him and say, I hate you, God. Look what you've done. I hate you, God. Why would you dare take what's dear to me? Who do you think? No, he's still God. He's sovereign. He does whatever he wants to do at any time he wants to do, however, whenever, simply because he's God. And I must ask for another grace period of one more minute. We must remember in the final analysis that the devil does not have more power than God. We're all here for one specific purpose. After we've given him praise, glory, and honor, remember the real reason why we are here. We are here so we can leave. We are appointed unto man once. We've come to die. We're here because we got to leave to get to heaven. We're going to have to, you know, that's right, lay down the flesh and take on the other. We're going to have to go through and by the transit of death. But death no longer has its sting on us because the Lord has already taken the sting out of death. Oh, well, I think I've said enough. But I love that verse that jumps out at me and jumps out at all of us. Be not dismayed. Whatever is going on, be not dismayed. Don't be upset. Don't get in your feelings. In other words, don't get mad at God. Don't accuse God wrongfully. Amen? It will hurt. Yes, tears will roll.
But in the final analysis, you know, God is still good. In fact, since I last talked to you guys, I've been to, oh, my goodness, I don't know how many funerals. But in the meantime, God is still good. And coming this weekend, I've got some other funerals. But I thank God for his word, and I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. And you know what? We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on practicing, because no matter how far medical science has progressed, and it has progressed, dear ones, but the only thing it has not been able to do is when a soul, when life and a soul leave that body, they have not figured out how to put that soul back in the body. I hear many folks praying, Lord, send that soul back in that body, send that life. And then that soul looks down at that body, and it's so decayed, and it's so rotten, and all kind of little worms. And the soul says, you got to be crazy. You want me to go back in that? Because now it has perfect knowledge, perfect sight, perfect seeing. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, anybody else has some thoughts on this that can encourage all of those that are listening all over the world? Anybody, just jump in there.
Prayer Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, I was just looking at that first part of that verse, and it just stood out to me, like you said, fear thy not. We have nothing to be afraid of, no matter what we face each and every day, because we know, according to the word of God, that he said he did not give us the spirit of fear. Even though we're afraid of what's going to happen, sometimes we don't understand why it happens, and what we're facing, but he says, fear not. Why do we not fear? Because he says, for I am with thee. I'm with thee. He also said in the word of God, I'll never leave nor forsake you. Sometimes when we're going through situations, trials, tribulations, life itself, we feel like, oh, my God, there's no hope. But he says, fear not. Well, I'm with you. I am with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll even be with you until the end of the world, until the end of the earth. So you have nothing to be afraid of, no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Fear not. And that's what I got out of this. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Murphy. Anybody else? We'd like to hear your thoughts. Well, thank you so much. Alice W. Consent. Yes? Did I hear someone?
It's Prayer Ambassador Deborah Johnson in Texas. And just thinking about the fact that during the times that we lose the different loved ones, we look for a word from God that will console us and bring comfort. That's the way I do. And I remember the Lord gave me the word that he's acquainted with grief. And there, the very fact that I saw on he was acquainted with grief reminded me that he knew all about it. Because we know that God gave his only begotten son, so he knows what grief is all about. And the son gave his life. And we just know that when he can identify when I was suffering, then he knows what it's all about. And then I went to Isaiah 25:8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. He will wipe away our tears. The tears won't remain sorrowful. And that's what I always want to know is, will I be able to go past this? Will I be able to make it? Yes, you will, because one day he's going to wipe away the sorrowful tears, and that brought comfort to me. So we find comfort in the word of God, realizing that he is there for us, and so we give him praise. Back into your hands.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Deborah Johnson. And I want to thank all of you who have contributed, Dr. Murphy, Dr. Deborah Johnson, and somebody else. Amen. But I want to thank God for all of you who have contributed, because it's so important we get strength and encouragement through and by the word of God. And may God forever bless each and every one of you, and we're certainly not in it alone. Amen. But if you've been praying and you didn't get exactly what you wanted at the time, don't give up. You got to practice.
got to keep practicing the prayer walk, the prayer life. It's a lifestyle. And if you didn't raise the dead today, you don't give up. You go back, you push that body, like Jan Bach said, you push that one, and then you get another one. Keep on practicing. And if we practice on enough, somebody's going to get up. Oh, yes, somebody's going to get up. I've seen the dead raised. I witnessed a lady that died in one of the services. She actually gave up the ghost. And when they came, the coroner, you know, they saw where she had died. I witnessed another in a home where she died. Hallelujah. And it was a horrible sight. But you know what? God brought them all back. So we do know him to be the resurrection. And he can. And he does. There was a man that had died, and he was dead for hours. And they called his mom. And she said, oh, no, I will not accept that. Because that's not what God promised. And she said, don't do anything with that body till I get there. And she caught a plane and got there to where he was. He lived in Texas at the time.
Ooh,
she walked up there in that hospital, and she was deaf, and she was hollering and screaming so loud like it was going to wake up the dead. But they had already moved the body and put it in the morgue and put a tag on it. But she made so much prayers to the Lord until they heard some noise in the morgue, in the area that contained his body. And it was a shaking, and everybody was scared, and God brought him back to life. I'm telling you, I've had the opportunity of working with him, and as far as I know, he's still living today. Well, I just don't have his number, don't have to call him and have him give his own testimony. But, you know, miracles do happen, so you don't give up. If it didn't happen today, don't give up, because we do serve a miracle-working God. Thank you so much. And now let's get a few testimonies. Get a few testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We now open the line for some testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Can I get testimonies? God bless. Well, bless the Lord. It's okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just want to thank God for the super testimonies that he's given to us. Amen. He's delivered my mom. She had a massive stroke and was immobile. Hallelujah. And couldn't do anything, say anything, couldn't feed herself. Couldn't do nothing. But as of today, I'm telling you, she is, oh, my Lord, doing a little bit of everything. And she's so grateful. And she sends her love, amen, to Chief Ambassador and Lady Dr. Betty and the entire First Fruits team. She's just so grateful. Checked on her yesterday. She was going shopping and all that good, wonderful things. And I tell you, nothing but God, nothing but God. And in the meantime, our first cousin, who lost her husband, they were looking forward to her and her son to go as well. But doing by your prayers, amen, the wife is doing fine, and the son that should have gone, he is still here, and they've been healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. We've seen so many, amen, glory be to God, who have gone to glory, but yet there are many others that are still with us, and they have been healed and delivered, amen, by the power of God. And I want to thank you all. Thank you so much for praying for my baby sister Evie. Amen. Glory be to God. God is helping her through it. There's a huge numbness. But she's getting through it, amen, with the help of God. And Kenny was like a no-nonsense fella. He just liked to have people laughing. And, you know, he was quite a humorous person. He'd been listening to the First Fruits prayer service, and it's been a blessing to him. And then all of a sudden, the nurses, they decided to misplace his phone, so he wasn't able to listen anymore. But as long as he was listening, he was getting better and better. Amen. And then the day that we got the best is, amen, that he had moved. Amen. He had that transition to his eternal home. Well, I must be honest, nobody was looking for that to happen because he had so much to live for. But God is good. They're still dealing with that. Some of them are still dealing with that, especially since they had a few celebrities from Africa that told him that it was not unto death, similar, like the other testimony of somebody else. So many testimonies are similar, and so a lot of them are dealing with that. But they're going to be all right because the prayers of the righteous faileth much, and to God be praised. Now, when you get somebody who tell you something and it wasn't from the Lord, and they say, the Lord told me to tell you this is going to happen, and it does not happen, then they do need to come back and apologize and say, well, look, I just got the voices mixed up. Like Chief always tells us, no, you got to know those voices, right? That's right. Don't get them mixed up. Amen. And to God be praised. But they're going to be all right at the end of the day because we know we're here, amen, to leave. And you want to make all the love connections with your loved ones now that they're here, because that's what hurts the most when you have held back, you know, something good. Like we were saying, you know, pray for our leaders. Maybe when you could have prayed and held back prayer, or when you could say something nice, you could give them some flowers, but you held it back. Amen. Glory be to God. Now is the time. N-O-W is the time to make that difference. Amen. And I thank God for that. Went to another funeral of a young man. My Lord. Whew. And that was something. We didn't know he was such a big celebrity and famous guy until the funeral. My Lord. The school came out. The different entities came out. It was such a huge funeral. I was like, wow, I need to look back in the coffin and see if that's the same person. And I had to go back and look one more time. Yep, that was him. But a lot of times we don't know how big and how great people are among us until it's time to leave. And when they leave, then wow, sometimes we even make them bigger than you know, who they were in life. But it's good to get acquainted with whomever you love or whomever's in your family or your circle. You know, don't go around being mad at them and holding unforgiveness, and, you know, just reach out and be a blessing. Be a blessing. Amen. To God be praised. Well, let's take a moment since some of you are thinking about what you want to testify about because you want to, you know, want to give that praise report, but you got so many you don't know which one to pull out of the hat this morning and share. And we'll give you a little bit more time. But in the meantime, let's just, that's right, let's do some flowers. Let's give some flowers. Amen. Let's give some flowers. Amen. Glory be to God. We always start, amen, with our leaders because I'm going to tell you, when you have pioneers, people who've gone out and started great work, you would never know the sacrifices they've done, that they have done, and the sacrifices that they are still making in order that you can be blessed. So let's not hold back. Let's take a moment and issue out some flowers and appreciation, amen, to our leaders on today. Let's encourage them. Yes, let's encourage them. Let's check and see, Dr. Chris, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful, Dr. Chris. God bless you this morning. How are you feeling this morning?
Outstanding. Thanks for asking.
Oh, okay. Are you in the hospital or are you out?
No, I'm home. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Came home Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow, but you're feeling a lot better?
Ooh, outstanding.
Oh, great. Well, do you feel like taking a few moments and let's get some...
I will. Thank you for the opportunity. Amen. This is always one of the most significant part of the program when we can come together and share the good news about what God has done for us. And we know God keep on doing great things. Every time we turn around, we get a blessing. So there shall not be no one on the line that can't testify about the goodness of the Lord. Just the fact that we here present on the line this morning is an indication that God is good. Keep on doing great things, no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it seems like, right in the midst of a bad situation. I declare that there's some good in it. So you got to tell her he's good in it. Too big and too small that somebody can't get edified and somebody can't get magnified about what God has done for you. You'd be surprised and shocked with somebody who's just facing what you had just come out of. And when you tell it, it just encouraged them and pressed them to push on, knowing that God has no Lord has done for others, he'll do the same thing for you. So, amen, Lord. And further ado, there may be one, there may be one, there may be two, there may be three, there may be four that want to testify. Just don't do it all at the same time. Come on, somebody testify about the goodness of the Lord.
Good morning. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Trenton, New Jersey. I want to give honor to God, who's first and foremost in my life. I want to thank him for waking me up this morning, allowing me to see a day that he had promised for me, closing my right mind, activities of my limbs. I just want to just encourage the saints to just press through no matter what it is that you're going through. As you guys all know, back in May, I broke my foot, and a few days after breaking it, I had to have emergency surgery. I'm on the mend. I'm doing better. I went to the doctors yesterday, have a little setback, but I'm going to keep pressing through. I'm still able to get up and walk and do whatever I was doing before. Of course, it's in pain, which is what we're trying to work on minimizing, but I'm still pressing through. So like I said, whatever you're going through, just press on and don't give up, because the Lord is going to bring you through whatever it is. He brought me through breast cancer. I'm still here, and I'm alive to tell you about it. He's allowed me to travel the world, and I'm just so glad about it. And I'm continuing to make plans to live my life as if there's nothing wrong with me, because I know in the spirit I am healed, I am edified, and I am glorified in his name. So saints of God, continue to press on. Brother Chris Johnson, Dr. Chris Johnson, you continue to press on through. The Lord is going to heal your body completely. And I know you're going to be on here shouting one day. We're not going to understand none of your saying, because you're going to be shouting how great God has been to you again. And I just, it's a blessing to hear your voice on the line this morning. And Chief Ambassador, you stay encouraged. First Lady, you stay encouraged. Ambassador Hagan, you and the family, you stay encouraged. Everyone on the line, just stay encouraged. I love you all, and I know God does too. That is my testimony this morning.
An awesome testimony. Amen. Not in forgetting about people who has encouraged you, people who has enlightened you, people who have embraced you, people who have empowered you. Thank you for remembering these great people. I know I said you don't testify about the goodness of the Lord, but I thank God Dr. Hagan was talking about give the flowers. Let's give some flowers. So I think that you really wanted us to encourage the man and woman of God. You may tell your testimony, but before you finish, just remember to encourage the man and woman of God. Give them their flowers while they're living. Because, man, she sees it best so often, so many times, we don't even know who people are till they're dead. My God, so come on. Next person in line. God bless you, woman of God, doctor. Just expression of love that you just express, and I receive all of that. Yes, I'm shouting and hollering and screaming now because of where God has brought me from. Yeah, 12 days ago, it didn't look like I was going to make it, but here I am walking 3 and 4 blocks a day now. So, yes, God is good, and I am shouting and praying and edifying God. Come on, somebody help me. Give somebody some flowers.
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, praise the Lord. I just want to say, you prayed for me, and I prayed for you, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty Johnson, because of your prayers, because of who you are. You've been encouraging, you've been a help, you've been like strength because of who you are, because of what you've done, because of the sacrifices you made. God is blessing, and no more stressing. You know, God just continues to bless, and we continue to pray for you and encourage you in the Lord, and knowing that God is going to lift you up, like you often say, Chief Stoffer, by Renard Johnson. So be encouraged and not be dismayed. And we're praying for you as never before. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. God bless you, doctor. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Dr. Taisha Sue. I want to thank God for having Dr. Bernard Johnson and Lady Betty into my life. I thank him for all the things that they have done for me as far as praying for me, keeping me in their prayers. I'm keeping them in my prayers. I thank Lady Betty for helping me with my resume. She did an awesome job on it, and I thank her for it. I thank the chief for accepting me into his church as being overwatching me. I thank God for that. I just thank God for living. That's my praise report and my flowers for them.
Lord, God bless you. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Dr. Cullen from Kansas City, Kansas. I just want to thank the Lord for our leaders on this morning, Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty. They are such givers. They are always there for us. You can call them at any time, any hour, when you are going through anything, and they will be there for you. And they are not selfish people. They are always giving, giving, giving. We must do the same for them. We must lift them up when they are down and pray for them and honor them because they are so appreciated. I love them, and I thank the Lord for them. Thank the Lord for what they do, how they give and give and give. And I'm not talking about always monetarily. They give of themselves. They'll reach out to you when you're needed, when you need them. And we must do the same for them. We need to give them their flowers while they can smell them. And not when they're laying across the church, stretched out and can't hear what we're saying. I just thank the Lord for all that they do. I honor them, and I just lift them up, and I praise the Lord for them for all that they do. They were there for me when I went through the loss of my son, and they just encouraged me, and they are still encouraging me. I just thank the Lord for leaders such as them that are give, give, give. And then when people ask it to give them something back, we need to open up our mouths and shower them with love and affection like they give to us. They don't hold back. They just shower us and give us what we need. Let's give them back what they need. Let's just appreciate them on this morning. We love you, and we appreciate all that you do. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord for such leaders as you all are. God is just so good, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. And I won't forget about you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I just want you to know that I love you, and I appreciate you all for all that you all do for me. Thank you again and again and again. Back into your hands, Dr. Chris.
Amen. We're certainly grateful and thankful for those expressions of love. But there are a million people that I knew in the world. but there are two extraordinary people that's a part of that million people that I knew that has been so inspirational to me. And it's not even about what they do. It's about who they are. Because they can't do what they do unless they were. They are who they are. I love who they are. Oh, my God. Because of who they are, they're able to do the things that they do. And I'm just grateful that all the lessons, life lessons that they learned down through the years, that they're willing and ready to share those experiences with us, that causes us to triumph over all of the things that we are able to have to face and go through. Man and woman of God, don't mind opening up and testify about the things that, so many things that they can keep to themselves as personal, that they are willing and ready to share to us because they want us to become the best that we can become. And we have become the best that we become because of who they are. And I'm so grateful and so thankful that God has given me the opportunity to just learn and sit and listen and appreciate and to pray for them and to encourage them and to lighten them, because these people said nobody else had no right. Amen. And we have the opportunity, this body of Christ right here, who, amen, amen, I go anywhere and everywhere with him, and I lift him up and edify him and glorify him and tell the public of this thing, because he's never made me ashamed of nothing about what he has done and what he has said. He's always backed up what he said. And that's why I know who he is, and who's lady legals. They can't do what they're doing unless they became who they were. And they were, oh, yeah, that's why they're able to do what they do. amen, they exemplify what a wife is, ought to be, and should be. You certainly have played your part in this. Can two walk together unless they agree? And I just want y'all to know that y'all are walking together and y'all are in agreement. And God will hold no good thing from you all because you walk upright. And I'm grateful to be a part of two upright people out of a million people that I know. Y'all are two of the most extraordinary people that I know. And God bless you. Anybody want to tell the thing?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. God bless everyone on the line. I certainly do ditmo everything that everyone has said, but that is not me. Amen. So I certainly would like to celebrate our leaders every opportunity that I can. With me being in leadership myself, you wouldn't understand how valuable it is to have someone to tell you why they're living. I was at a fellowship of a birthday celebration of a very distinct man in the area of Chicago, Illinois. I was so greatly blessed to know that I was invited. In his statement, he shared with me before he even put his program together, and he said, I'm celebrating in my life. He said, this birthday celebration here is my life. Whenever I die or whenever the Lord decides to take me to my new home and everything, this celebration is for me. He had his own bio. He had words of encouragement. And just like, well, it's not a sad occasion. He wasn't in a casket. He had a jolly occasion. I brought that up because I wanted to share with our Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, I celebrate with you every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And every opportunity that I get to let you know how godly appreciative I am to be a part of the remnant of this ministry. And I thank God for it. It's caused me to even grow. You never stop growing. You never stop learning. And I glean from the ministry. I'm a very good discerner, and I can discern this is good stock. And anybody that leave good stock, you may get messed up down the line, but Chief Ambassador Lady Betty, I consider you all as a part of me, amen, like a family. So many, many awesome things that you all have done for me, just doing it, just being nice. Amen. Everybody is a nice that is a Christian. They just look at the blessing for them, but everybody is a nice. But I want to say that these two honored vessels are nice. Amen. The Bible talks about vessels of honor, and you're certainly ones that are vessels of honor. And Apostle Paul says, pour into the vessels of honor. And I thank God that we can stop to give, amen, flowers, exhortations, or whatever is in your spirit that is good for them. That's what you give unto them. So God bless you all. And Dr. Chris, it's so good to hear you. I often talk about you. I don't think it's a time when I come on that you're not in my spirit, and you're a great man of God too. Amen. All of you are, all of my prayer ambassadors and doctorates, you are part of me. I just said on Tuesday, I wish that I can see you, but the Bible says, know them that labor among you, for they watch for your soul. And that's good enough for me, that we labor among one another, and we are doorkeepers to one another. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, Lady Betty, and the extended Johnson family. You're always in my prayer. If you anyone ever meet me and anyone that you come around, let me put it this way, anybody that I know that you don't know, and when they come around and if they see, before you open your mouth, they're going to say, oh, you're Chief Ambassador. Mother, Bishop talk about you all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do. I talk about, not just talk about you. I pray for you. They are, they'll automatically know that you and I and Lady Betty are connected because I talk about you all the time and good stuff. God bless you all. This is my prayer. Be encouraged, every last one of you. It's so good to get encouragement. Back to you in your hands, Dr. Cliff.
Amen. I'm really grateful to our mother, to the nation. She just really knew how to say it, don't she? Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for all her endeavors and everything that God is using her to do in this earth realm before God. Amen. And before we depart from here, and I'm just grateful and thankful for this great woman of God, amen, that refused to allow anything to separate her from the love of God. And so we're grateful that she's a part of this ministry. And we get blessed every time she opens her mouth because she's always willing and ready to give a word from the Lord because that's her source. That's who she depends on. That's who she trusts on. And so we thank God for all of your exaltation and all of your endeavors and all of your ministry that it will continue to go forward. Anybody else want to say amen? And give the man, the woman of God, their flowers while they are living.
Yes, this is Brother Travis Murphy. I thank God for Chief Ambassador, but there's some words that just came to me that I want to give to the both of them is inspect the unexpected. Hmm. All right, and that's what I want to give to y'all right now. And I don't know, it just came to me to expect the unexpected. And God bless y'all. Y'all have a nice day today. Amen.
Well, that's a good word God gives you because that's exactly how he responds and react to the God that we serve. He expects the unexpected. And because you come back and, amen, give confirmation, it's going to happen. And I know he received that because that's the way he responds and he reacts. He expect the unexpected. And when you serve God, that's the way your life ought to be. Amen. Operating in. Expect the unexpected because that's the God that we serve. He specializes in things that seems impossible. Come on, anybody else want to testify about the goodness of the Lord?
Yeah, this is Prime Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. I truly thank God for the opportunity, first of all, to want to say God bless you, Dr. Chris, it's a blessing to hear your voice and to know that God has allowed you to return from the hospital. So God bless you. But I do want to say that the words I would like to say to Dr. Bernard Johnson and Lady Betty, that it's a pleasure to labor amongst the saints of God and to be part of the vision that the Lord has given him. It's been 10 years since I first started with Prayer Line, and I thank God for all the many things that Chief has shared, has given, has encouraged, has lifted up, has prayed, so many good things that he has given. I want to say thank you. Thank you, and Lady Betty, for standing beside him. Never met you one-on-one, but I seem like I met you in the spirit. And you have such a kind, godly spirit. So I thank God for you because of this vision that you have. It's been so much to me for such a time as this that I needed it. And so I continue with you, and because I know that God has great things in store for you and those that will remain with you. So just know that God is able to heal and deliver. And what he's done for you, I thank God. I thank God. He's going to do greater. Greater is coming. So God bless you. Back into your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Doctor. Anybody else? Anybody else? Don't miss this opportunity. This is a glorious and marvelous opportunity. We want to let the man of God know how much you appreciate him. Amen, First Lady. Amen. They are not to speak about one and not be able to speak about the other because they have become one. Amen. Amen. I love First Lady because she definitely knows her place. I can't say that enough because I see too many pastors that's why we're out of order. And they call the man of God that can't function the way God wants him to function because she wants to be the head. But I'm so grateful we don't have that problem here at First Fruit. Glory to God. Come on, anybody else want to touch it? Anybody else? If not, we're going to put it back in the hands of Dr. Hagan.
Wow, well, thank you so much, Dr. Chris. You've done a wonderful job. I want to thank everybody for responding. God bless you. Thank our mother to the nation as well. We certainly do appreciate her. She's always here encouraging and building. Amen, our leaders and all of us. We appreciate all of you, and we love you all with the love of God. Oh, my goodness. And, yes, we do love Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson and our First Lady, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, two outstanding vessels whom God has chosen to put this. And we love them very dearly. And may God forever bless and keep them our prayers. I'm going to ask our mother to the nation if she, by her being a leader herself, she knows and she has a heart for this. If she would just come and make that, do the expediting. Amen. We want to take up a love offering, amen, for our leaders on today. Amen. I'm going to ask if she'd come and expedite this, and I'll come back and give the information as to how they can release it. Could you do that for us, Mother, this morning, please? Hold a minute. Let's see if she can hear us. Our Mother to the Nation. Bishop Dr. Patricia Stern, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a multi-talented in the home. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You understand that a woman has, or amen, can do a lot of things at one time.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Amen. We know that, don't we? Amen. I had to put it on mute, but I was still listening. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have some personal things to deal with this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm more than willing and able to do whatever I have to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I could just see the blessings. Amen. You got to see it before you get it. Amen. Amen. You got to see it. Amen. You may not have it now, but you got to see it. Amen. I have a thing that I share now with others, and it's my testimony because I can't be afraid to talk about the goodness of the Lord. I can't die until all my blessings on earth come to me that was promised to me. And I want to say that about Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty. Amen. A servant is worthy of their hiring. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, you're worthy of whatever God blesses you with because you blesses his vineyard. You dress it up. He gave Adam the dominion to dress the vineyard. He gave him dominion to every creeping thing that came upon the earth. Amen. Adam had the dominion of naming them. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do believe in this dispensation that the outpouring of blessings, one of the prayer ambassadors just said a few minutes ago, amen, expect the blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I expect Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty to be blessed. You may have, some of you may have more than what they have. But guess what? You're blessed sheep, but they're blessed, amen, praise the Lord, shepherds and shepherdess in the spirit realm, amen, praise the Lord. Some of them ride I ride a good car, but some of them ride a car higher than mine. But guess what? I drive an anointed car, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of things in that car God hears from me. And I'm saying all of this to build you up. Amen, to let you know why you give. In case someone wondering why we always got to give, why because the man and woman of God is always giving and pouring out to you. They don't ask for this. It's our reasonable duty and reasonable servant to do that. I am a leader myself, and I'm coming up, amen, on X amount of years of, I say decades of years ministering to people and taking, I can tag this along with Chief Ambassador because I understand you don't have your life, amen. When you step into the office of a leader, the sheep got your life, amen. The people got your life. By rights, if I was a lazy saint, I would still be asleep because I'm up on. I wore myself out, amen, on Wednesdays ministering to my people as well because of the spirit that I have. I'm on the, amen, I'm on the run for the Lord, amen, and I'm here to intercede and to let you know that it's only right to pour in to who has poured over you, amen. Praise the Lord. They've not only poured over you, but they're poured in you, and it's only right. Chief Ambassador at ministered just last week. Amen. What happened to the four? The Bible asks, what happened to the one? It was nine that got cleansed. And I say this because I'm building up your ego. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of us got fed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every last one of us have been fed day in and day out. And where is, amen, it shouldn't be where is the one. It ought to be, praise the Lord, all of them are there to bless the man to have a part of that. Amen. Do you not know that God is watching, God is seeing, and he knows that you're the givers, and you're the takers and not the givers, and I would never want what Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty has imparted in us for us to be not to the givers and pour right back into you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I am compelling. This is the last day of the month of September. Can you give him a September blessing? Amen. Before we go into October. And we're right at the end where most of you already got your check. Amen. I know about that because I watch my bank account to see if it came in today or tomorrow. So, amen. And you're supposed to give a portion of that unto leadership. Amen. It's only right to do it. Back in the old days, the pastors and the leaders only ate off chicken and a good meal. But God has brought us and opened our eyes that we may see that it's more than that. Thank you for a good meal, but what about the usury, the money that I need? Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't want to bid, don't have to do nothing but compel you. Compelling you means to put words in your spirit and in your heart to make you know that it's only right. When you don't bless, amen, you can be holding up your blessing, amen, because God got somebody to pour right back into your pocket. Amen, praise the Lord. And I certainly want to be a part of the remnant. Amen, praise the Lord to bless our chief on today. Amen. I don't go, how much you going to send? How much you going to send? Amen. We don't want to bid. We don't have to cast lots like in the Bible, but we are cheerful givers. And the Bible says he loves a cheerful giver. Do you not know in the Word of God, if you got a bad spirit about it and you haven't apologized to someone and your spirit was off, the Bible says to leave your offering and go to the person and ask for forgiveness because you can't come before me, amen, and hide, amen. And God used money because he know that was the thing that would catch us the most. Money don't move God. He got everything, amen. But we're supposed to be givers out of our hearts. So, Lady Higgin, amen, I don't know if this is what you wanted. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I have to boost it. Amen. I shared with my committee last night, and my daughter is on the committee, and she says, mother, we got this, we got this. I said, sometime y'all tell me you got it, and sometime you don't have it. And no matter what is concerning me, I'm still the leader, and I have to step in to make sure that this is my spirit. I carry an excellent spirit, and I don't want nothing, amen, dropping low. And so Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty carry an excellent spirit. So we want to be excellent toward him. You know why? Because the Lord says excellent is his name and all the earth. I'm tired of being, amen, praise the Lord. I'm tired of being the last one. Amen. I know the Bible says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's when you get the glory. But I'm talking about here on earth. I want to be a part of the elite. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I want to be a part of that. Yes, it will make me feel good to have money. Amen. Where I can bless the people. Amen. I wouldn't be boastful about it, but I would be thanking God. Okay, you're looking at what God has done for me. So can we, all of the beautiful exhortations that we gave, amen. I know we used the phrase, give me my flowers while I yet live. Can you give Chief Ambassador his money while he yet lives? I tell you one thing, money makes you happy. You could be sick and somebody can come in there and bring you $1,000. All of a sudden you got well. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got so well. Amen. Praise, you got real well. You can't tell me if that $1 million came to you today, all of a sudden your foot is right, your hip don't hurt, you can see good. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us see good today and bless the man of God. You cannot beat God's giving no matter how you try. If you got life, health, and strength, you better thank God. That's a blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm blessed today. I'm telling you, I'm tremendously blessed because I'm not throwing stones at nobody, have not been in the hospital, I could have had corona, but God took it away. I don't know. Amen. But I didn't have it. Amen. In the natural, God took it away in the spirit. We come across people every day. So God bless you all. Is my prayer. Lady Hagen will tell you all the different avenues and ways that you can send it. And I'm going to tell you like I told you one time, if you can't get it the way she tell you, go to the airport and fly in and take it to them. Amen. They would take you right into Missouri. You could fly in and surprise them and take it to them. Amen. We want to be able to lift all of them, those burdens off Ambassador Dr. Thelma Rush. Amen. She's going to do her part. Amen. But we need to be the umbrellas beneath her wing as well. God bless you all. Amen. It's not a falling message. This is ought to be always. Amen. Praise the Lord that we should always be givers and not takers. God bless you all. You're such beautiful people. And no matter where you are, put a smile on your face right now and say, Mother really told us. Amen. That's what the mother of Zion's job is, to make sure that the shepherd and his wife is taken care of. I take my hats off to Mother Dr. Thelma Rush. Well, she do a lot without us, but let us pull our own weight. Amen. God bless you all is my prayer. Be encouraged, every last one of you. And I pray that I live to see all of you be tremendously blessed. You're blessed already, but you're going to be blessed in the fields and blessed in the house and blessed everywhere you go. Back into your hands, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and you do so well. Amen. There's nobody like you. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody say this old saying, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. I should have changed that now because I see the outer. I don't see the inner. I want to be just what God wants me to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Is my prayer. And be encouraged in the Lord. Back in your hands, none other than our very own Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. Julianne Hagen, you're back in your hands.
But God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Our mother to the nation. Amen. Bishop, Ambassador Bishop, Dr. Patricia Stern. We really do appreciate you. Oh, my goodness. Can't nobody say it like you or present it like you. That's a special gift that God has given. And yes, you've helped us. As we send our flowers, our gift, our love gift, and our flowers over to encourage our Chief Ambassador and Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, I want to give you the information as to how you can send it. Bishop Stern was saying how you can fly in. They'd have to give me that airport name to give that to you. But I'm quite sure they have that information. They let you know which airport is closer to where they reside. And who knows, maybe some of you in the travel zone, you can just get a ticket and fly in there this morning. Or just whatever the cost of the ticket to fly round trip, just go ahead and send that over. Say, look, I would fly in, but here's the cost of that round trip ticket, and I'm going to bless you with it today. Oh, bless his wonderful, wonderful name. Now I want to give this. Oh, in the meantime, Chief and Dr. Betty, if you go ahead and check your Cash App, just want to be sure. Amen. Hallelujah. I've sent my gift over. And if there's anybody who wants to stand with me or I've sent over, you may do so. You can be higher. You can give higher. We want to be a big blessing on today. Amen. But, you know, if you can't be higher, hallelujah, or match it, then do whatever you can. But we want to be a big blessing to them on today. How many of you would stand with me to bless them with $100 this morning?
Mother Stern will. I'm going to my Cash App right now. All right, I'll stand with you. Amen. You can't raise an offering and don't give. That's just a no-no. Amen. You can't raise an offering and don't give. You got to be the first partaker. I learned that. Amen. God bless.
So much. Our mother to the nation. She's standing with us too. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Yes, let's put a smile on their face. Thank God. Usually, some of you may want to even go higher, and that's great. Some of you might say, well, look, I've got $1,000. That's good. Please don't feel intimidated, or $500, or whatever amount the Lord has laid on your heart, you know, just come. Maybe you might can write a check. Maybe you might can go to Zelle. However the Lord may have spoken to you, you know, just be free to allow God to use you. Amen. Who else would like to stand with us? The mic is open. Thank you. I want to give you that information. If you're sending it by Cash App, here's the information that you can send it by Cash App. It's the $ 7777VDAY. Okay? The $7777VDAY. And thank you so much. And the next way that you can send it over is simply go to Walmart. That's right. Here's the information for the Walmart to Walmart. The code name is Bernard Johnson. You're going to spell it with the V as in Victor. Okay? Bernard Johnson. And the code state is Kansas. That zip code is 66225. After you've completed the transaction, you want to text to this number or call to this number. The number is 913-406-4845. That's right, 913-406-4845. So much. Be sure you pay attention to the name, all right? You're going to spell it with the V as in Victor, but his name is Bernard, capital B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Thank you so much. And the third way that you can give on today is simply put it in the mail. Is that mailing address? Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Well, thank you so very, very much. Today is a very, very special day, and when you are sending your gift over today, make note of it. This is a very special love gift. We call it sending over the flowers. Make a notation of it. Because we want this to be one of the most blessed days where you're just sending flowers to him and Lady Betty, where it will encourage their hearts. Okay? Thank you so very, very much, and may God forever bless each of you is our prayers. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you again, our mother to the nation. Thank you. And for all of you who are here, may God forever bless. Father, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for everyone who's participated. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We pray for those who are sick and shut in, for those who need you to grant them a miracle on today. Father, we come in confidence. Hallelujah, for the SOS, the 911s, whatever is going on. We thank you for this huge army of prayer warriors that's praying right now and standing by. And Father, we send out those prayers, hallelujah, as a team to everyone who needs your assistance on today. And we thank you for it, and we call it done. And everyone who's given today, open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. They won't have room enough to receive. Let a praise, let praise reports come back as never before. In the name of Jesus, where you have blessed each and every one financially. We thank you, and we call it done. And by faith it is so, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you so very, very much. Now, without any further ado, hallelujah, thank you so much. Without any further ado, we're going to put it in the hands, amen, of the founder of the largest prayer line on the planet. Give the Lord a hearty round of applause. Hallelujah. Let's show some love for none other than the founder of the Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you so much, Dr. Hagen. You do so many unexpected things. I appreciate everything you do, and to our mother, to the nation, she's just one of a kind. And then thank you so much, and to Dr. Chris, too. Amen. We appreciate him. He's a trooper. Amen. In the hospital last week, and yet he was still there by our side. Amen. About almost 2 years ago now, the Lord saw fit to take my spiritual son, Dr. Brandon McCray, who was always pushing me, always. Amen. And Dr. Chris has stepped in there, and Dr. Rome, also my son-in-law, they've stepped in there, amen, and become what Dr. Brandon McCray was to me. There was a void, a gap in my life, but they helped to fill it. The Lord used them to help do it. And I just want to thank God for it. You never know, you know, until you are at that point, you know, what you will need. And I thank God for them. Have been there for me. And Dr. Betty, I know she's excited about what God has done for her. Amen. If you're there, Dr. Betty, can you hear me? You want to say a word of appreciation?
Yes, I can hear you. And I really appreciate all of the words that were spoken on our behalf today. Nobody knows when you need to be encouraged. So God had to tell somebody to encourage us this morning, and I really, really appreciate it. And I thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, she is such a blessing. I appreciate her so very, very, very much. All right. Again, thank you, Dr. Hagen, and to all those who have participated today. Let me say a word of prayer for you all. Father, I don't ask you much, but when I come to you, I'm so honored that I just really come on my knees crawling to you, because I know how high you are and how low I am. But thank you for the privilege of even speaking to you. It honors me. Thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you look on these people who have sought to encourage Lady Betty and me. We appreciate it so very much. I would be remiss if I took all the blessings, or Lady Betty took all the blessings. And we didn't ask you to bless them back. Bless your spirit. April, you have given the Lord you love for them to bless you back. And so, Lord, we receive all these accolades and flowers while we can yet see them. But we're not just taking them and forgetting about the people. We ask that you bless them back. so many people are giving, Lord, and I see, oh God, I see their need. They need it. And that's why I'm moved to ask you to remember them in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way for them. Oh God, I know you can, and I know you will. In Jesus' name, bless them. Bountifully bless them and help them, bountifully help them. And we'll give you the glory and see that you get all the glory and all the accolation and all the praise and all the worship. For you are the only true and living God. God, I look and see other countries and see how the people need so much help. And I look at America, God, we are the richest nation on the earth. But then I think about why, and the reason why is because you are our God. Look at other nations, and they have adopted other gods. They use witchcraft and everything else, trying to worship these other gods. Not our knees. And never bowed to Baal, and never will bow to Baal. We're not bowing to any Ashtoreth gods. We're not bowing to any other god, because there is none except you. And we appreciate what you have done. Show yourself to us, Lord, in the physical, but in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus. For we know if we saw you in the physical, we would die. Our bodies have not been changed yet. Like Paul said, we shall all be changed in the moment and twinkling of an eye. And that's when we'll be able to see you. When we change face to face, we'll see you. And now, Lord, bless these precious people. Well, if God could bless us, did you tell me some time ago, some years ago, when you said, Bernard, whomever or whoever blesses you, I will bless. And did you tell me that? And whoever tries to curse you, I will curse. And I've seen it come to pass.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Coming up, we have our Queen of Sheba. Yes, yes. God bless you. Let's check and see if they're with us. Queen of Sheba, are you here already?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Good morning. Good morning to you. Yes, we're just finishing up the other broadcast and run over a little bit there, having a wonderful time. Hallelujah. But we see now we at 8:30 at the close of the hour, and Queen Sheba is right here in place, and all of you, our listeners, so we want to welcome you, hallelujah, and get this microphone over to Queen Sheba. Oh, my, call someone, give them the number so they can be in on it, too. The number to call into the main set is 516-666-9491. God bless you. We love you. Queen of Sheba, the mic is yours. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, all of you. Amen. Good morning. This is Queen Who Talk at NPA Black Talk. Amen. The queen is in the house. Amen. Your sister, Ange Adu, we bless God for all of you. Today I will pray. I will pray for my sisters, of course for my brothers too, but since it's a queenhood, I will mainly pray for my sisters. I will ask God to bring you, my sister, to a place where you will be willing to surrender all to him, to let go and let God. Because revenge is his, not yours. Amen. It's his battle, not yours. Amen. We have talked about forgiveness. So today I will pray. I will pray that you will let go. Matthew 11:28 says, and I'm reading, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Some of us are tired to hold on, tired. Amen. Some of us are even hopeless. Amen. Even we keep on smiling, behind a smile, someone is suffering. Behind a smile, someone is sick. Behind a smile, someone is losing hope. Behind a smile, someone don't know what to do. So I will pray today for you, my sister, and I know you are listening. Amen. Let me go quick in French, and then I will come back in English. Amen. Pour toi, ma sœur qui m'écoute, aimez mon frère, je prie aujourd'hui et je vais prier pour toi. Je vais prier pour que tu retrouves l'espoir, que tu retrouves la force. Je veux prier que tu te relèves parce que je sais que dans ta vie, quelque part, tu as été abusé. Quelque part, tu as été malmené. Quelque part, on a menti sur toi. Tu as perdu tes repères. Tu as perdu même ton authenticité. Tu as perdu ton originalité. Tu as perdu toutes ces choses-là. Mais je veux te dire qu'en Jésus-Christ, il y a espoir. Je veux te dire qu'en Jésus-Christ, il y a solution à toutes choses. Je veux te dire qu'en Jésus-Christ, tu peux retrouver ton authenticité, ta beauté réelle, interne et externe. Et tu peux te lever et témoigner et toucher la vie de quelqu'un. Aujourd'hui, je veux te dire cela. Et je vais prier pour toi, que ce soit en anglais, que ce soit en français. Je prie que ma prière te touche. Amen. Et que Dieu te donne le cœur de chair, qu'il enlève totalement le cœur dur, qu'il te donne un cœur de chair pour que tu puisses recevoir la parole de Dieu. Amen. C'est Dieu qui va te venger, c'est pas toi. Alors tu laisses tout tomber. La parole de Dieu dit, venez à moi, vous qui êtes fatigués et chargés, je vous donnerai du repos. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming before you this morning. I'm coming and I present you my sister, Casey. The one, Father God, that is losing hope. The one, Father God, that is overwhelmed. The one, Father God, that doesn't know what to do, what to say, where to go. The one, that Father God, she is sitting in the church. She may go to church every Sunday, but she has a heavy heart, Father God, because of the past, Father God, because of the thing, Father God, that is sitting inside of her for many years. Father God, I'm praying right now that you will touch the specific sister. I pray right now that you will touch even the brothers, even if it's the queen who talks. Father, you will even touch the brothers as well, Father God. I pray right now that, Father God, you will touch my sister. You will remove the stony heart, Father God, and you will give her a heart of flesh, Father God. You will, Father God, allow her to have a good ground, a good soil, Father God, so she will be able to receive the word. She will be able, Father God, to let go, Father God, and let you have it. She will be able, Father God, to, Father, just lift up her hand and say, I surrender all to my God. Father, you take care of it. I pray for that sister, Father God, that you will touch her. You will, Father God, wipe away her tears. You will, Father God, give her that hand because you are the main helper. You are, Father God, the God of restoration, El Gibor. You are, Father God, the Father, the Creator, Father God. So I'm bringing my sister before you that you will, Father God, reinforce her. You will, Father God, encourage her. You will let her know that all is well because I am your Father. I am your maker. You will, Father God, let her know, Father God, that you are right here for her, Father God, that you will fix her. Oh, all you want is for her to give you her heart. All you want is for my brother to present you, to give you all the heart, Father God. All you want is for them to come and say, Father God, I am willing to let go. I am willing to let you have your way in my life. I am willing, Father God, to let you fix me the way you want to do it, Father God. So, Father, I pray today for my sister, for a divine touch, Father God, a special touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring my sister to a place, Father God, that the veil, Father God, will be removed.